watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu on Thursday alleged that TRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao and YSR Congress leader Jagan Mohan Reddy have colluded with the BJP to target him. With KCR also targeting Naidu for TDP's alliance with the Congress in Telangana, Naidu said that the party took the step due to the political compulsions. Now let's go back to Telangana. Telangana caretaker, minister and son of TRS chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao, K.T. Rama Rao, said that TRS will not support the BJP in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Rama Rao was using the Twitter platform as a mean to reach out and said that the BJP and the TRS have a strong difference of opinion. He further added that the TRS does not polarize based on any criteria and therefore there is no question of joining or aligning with them. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The newly elected deputy mayor of Bengaluru, Ramlila Uma Shankar, passed away in Bengaluru on Friday morning. She was 44 years old and died reportedly of cardiac arrest at a private hospital in the city. The Chief Minister of Karnataka, H.D. Kumar Swamy, has expressed his shock at her sudden demise. Ramila was a JDS corporator from Kevirapura ward. She was survived by her husband and two children. Now let's move on to Kerala. Kerala, which was ravaged by the southwest monsoon in August, is bracing for more rains, with a low-pressure area likely to form over the Southeast Arabian Sea as the state government stepped up disaster preparedness. Shutters of dams in Thrissur and Palakka districts were lifted on Thursday evening to drain out excess water. The sea condition is also expected to be very rough from Saturday, and fishermen have been warned not to venture into the sea. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. DMK President M.K. Stalin on Wednesday alleged that the issue over the translation of questions from English to regional languages in NEET medical entrance exam is part of a larger conspiracy to reduce the number of students taking the exam in vernacular languages. In a statement, he said that regional languages were coming under threat, as not only has a proportion of people taking the exam in regional language in Tamil Nadu has declined, but the proportion of people writing the exam in other regional languages have also declined. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.